Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The third baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Cash. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Slayback. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Broemer reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Broemer moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Broemer scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive towards first. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kaline moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. There goes Horton trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Spike steals second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup throws the ball into Sutherland, who tags Broemer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Duffy moves to third. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's 2-1, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Sutherland applying the tag. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Gamble moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Spikes moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Woody Fryman now pitching. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman fires to third and picks off spikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freeman hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Fryman covering, for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Hydeman now playing third base. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 3 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.